Let us now bow our heads and seek our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, the God who reigns from the heavens and who is supreme over all creatures, how we come before thee with hearts full of adoration, and our hearts are also filled with joy, because we have tasted from thy good hand. We have seen thy greatness, and we have witnessed thy wonderful provisions in our lives. All our needs thou hast provided, and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have salvation that is so rich and so free. Oh, what more can we ask? Indeed, great is thy faithfulness. And so, Father, we come before thee this day, asking thee that thou would indeed, by the blood of the Lamb, cleanse us as white as snow. Forgive us of our sins, and lead us, O Lord, to be wholly devoted unto thy glory and unto holiness. O Father in heaven, teach thy people what it means to fear thee, and to love thee with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength. And so, Father, preserve our families. We live in times that are most precarious. We are assailed from all corners by a world that seeks to tear us away from Christ. And so, Father, we ask that you will watch over each and every family that is represented down here. We truly want our families to be built upon the solid rock of Christ. Oh, grant us a heart that would yearn to read thy word every day and to follow thy precepts. Grant us homes whereby prayers will be made and songs will be sung unto thee for the praise and glory of thy name. And Father, we do ask that you will grant us grace to bear a good testimony wherever we go, whether at home, whether at work, whether in the church, everywhere we go, O Lord, let our words be seasoned with salt. May we, O Lord, bear good fruit unto thee, the fruit of the Spirit. And we know, Lord, that those who walk in the Spirit, you can use mightily for the extension of thy kingdom. Help us, O Lord, to truly have the love of Christ in us. We do thank thee, Father, for this first worship service we can have here in PSB Academy, STEM Campus. This is thy wonderful deed again. How we thank thee for helping in each and every aspect of our moving to this place. We thank thee for the kindness of PSB. We thank thee also for thy wonderful provisions, and also for the labor of those who have helped us to come to this place. O Lord, thou knowest. And for those, Lord, who labor sincerely for thee, we pray, Lord, that you would bless them richly. And how, Father, we ask that you will grant us hearts that will not be complacent, but that we will be reminded of thy goodness and to also abound in service towards thee. So, Father, have mercy upon us. And may thou find it pleasing to use Tabernacle PP Church to be a shining light even here in this region of Bredo and Toa Payoh, and even to other areas in Singapore. Oh Lord, we are so thankful for thy grace. Lead us
guide us and help us, Lord, never to forget Thee. And Lord God in heaven, how, Lord, we pray for those among us who may be sick. They need Thy mercies, O Lord. They need Thy help. And so, Father, we ask that You would keep them very close to Thee. At this point of time, Father, we'd like to pray that Thy comfort will be with Roger and family. Oh, how our hearts are saddened to hear that Doreen had a fall, and now he is in the ICU because of a clot in the brain. And so, Father, we ask that You will even comfort the hearts of the family. And through it all, Father, may they see Thy good hand. And for those of us who have good health and strength, Lord, help us not to take it for granted, but to know that our days are short here upon this earth, to number our days in wisdom, and to make use of every moment to glorify Thy name. Oh, may we redeem the time, for the days are evil. May we be found faithful till the time comes for us to return home. Father in heaven, we do also pray that Thou would be very merciful to the nation of Singapore. How we ask Thee, Lord, to even grant us leaders that will truly fear Thee and will uphold justice and social goodness in this land. We thank Thee how we can have this freedom of worship, the free course to preach Thy word, and we pray, Lord, that this will continue. How, Lord, we also ask that You will preserve the Far Eastern Bible College. May this college that has stood firm all these years upon Thy truth continue in the same way and in the same spirit. And especially now is the time of the exams. We ask, Lord, that You will be with the students, grant them much grace, and help them to do well for Thy sake. Most importantly, Lord, help them to remember the spiritual lessons that they have gained from studying Thy word. We do also pray for all those who are having major exams. We thank Thee for the grace which Thou hast shown to Gershon, and we pray for Gershon, Hannah, as well as Geraldine. And we pray also that this same grace will be extended to Daniel as well as Gideon. Help them through their A-levels. And we pray, Lord, that they will do their best for Thee. Now, Lord, as we come before Thee to hear Thy sacred word, Thy Spirit be our teacher. Lead us and guide us on this Thanksgiving Sunday. Their hearts may truly be filled with joy to know, O Lord, what a rich heritage we have in Thy word. Thy word giveth light. Through Thy word we have salvation. Through Thy word we have deliverance. Through Thy words, O Lord, our souls are fed. So may Thou bless the preaching of Thy word unto all the hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And let us look at verses 10 to 20 today. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 20. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday, and usually for Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church, we have our Thanksgiving Sunday on the last week of November. But this year is special. But this year we have pushed our Thanksgiving Sunday to be on the first week of November, and this is due to the special circumstances that we had this year. For today, we have moved into a new premises, and for that, we are very, very thankful to the Lord. And it would be most ungrateful for us to move to a new place and yet not give thanks to the Lord. Surely, when we have received of the good hand of the Lord, we must bless His holy name. Yes, we must never forget the Lord. I'm sure there are things that are very precious to you and that you will not want to forget them. PSLE is over for Hannah and Geraldine. I'm not sure whether for students today in primary school after they finish their PSLE, whether they will go about with autograph books and asking their friends to sign the autograph books today. Hannah, where are you, Hannah? Yes, do you have an autograph book? You ask your friend to sign? Why do you ask your friend to sign? Well, I'm sure they ask their friends to sign is because they regard their friends as precious and they do not want to forget their friends. Well, and so they have this autograph book, and then their friends will sign on the autograph book, and after that they will keep it as a precious memory. Now, asking some of the older ones, those of you who have now started working, do you have an autograph book last time when you were in primary school? I'm not sure about those who are in the, what's the new generation that's called? Not the pioneer generation. What's the new generation? I can't remember. No, not strawberry. Merdeka, yeah, Merdeka generation. I'm not sure whether the Merdeka generation had an autograph book, but at least I know my generation had autograph book. I did not have autograph book, but I know a lot of my friends had. And so now, I want to ask those who are of my generation. I know my friend Ming is here. Oh, Ming is really here. Okay, Ming, I listen to you.
Click. Yeah, click everything, everyone can hear. Then you don't need the mic stand.
My friend Ming says click. So okay, Ming, now that you can hear me, I want to ask you a question. Do you have your autograph book?
At home.
At home, but you still have, but can you remember the names inside?
Forget.
Yeah, forget. And some of them, we even forget their faces. How many of you can remember the class, every single one in the class of 40 in your primary 6 class? Hannah will remember, but not me. I've forgotten half of them, at least. We so easily forget. Even things that we have written down in the autograph book, after a while, we forget about those people. And so, this is a lesson for us, because it teaches us how forgetful we are. Right? How forgetful we are. Well, there are many things that we can forget. But the Bible here tells us of someone we must never forget, and that someone, of course, is the Lord. The Bible also tells us when we are most likely to forget Him. Well, verse 10 will tell us, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. So when you have received of the goodness of the Lord, we must never forget. And that is why today we must definitely have this Thanksgiving service.
We must have it early. Because we cannot come here and have this place, and then after that, just take the Lord's good hand for granted. Cannot. We must bless the Lord. And as we continue to stay here in PSV, I'm sure you will agree that the provision down here is good. After a few weeks after that, or even months, that is when we are most likely to forget. Oh, we have tasted of the good hand, and then after that, oh, nothing to do with the Lord anymore. We must beware. That's why the word beware is in verse 11. Beware! Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. And the word beware here literally is the word to guard. Right? You must guard yourself. There must be this conscious effort to make sure that this forgetfulness does not come in. How do we make sure of certain things that are important that we do not forget them? Well, for example, if we have certain important events that appointments that we need to keep, well, we have a calendar, we write it in the calendar. Some of us have handphones, we enter the entry into our handphones or into Google Calendar, and then we set alarms. Even then, sometimes we may still forget. So easy to forget. But at least we must try our best to remember. But the Lord, how easy it is for us to not even make the effort to remember. We don't even guard our hearts. We eat off that good hand, and after that, we just let the good hand go. And sometimes we even turn around and bite the good hand that feeds us. Oh, we cannot be such people. So if you make that conscious effort, and how to make that conscious effort to remember the Lord, well, every day of your life, you make sure you must read God's word and pray. Very simple. Read God's word and pray. And of course, when we talk about reading God's word, you do not just read it as a duty, but you read it because this is God's love letter to you. Right? God has expressed his love by giving you the truth, so that the truth may set you free. So therefore we read, well, it is his love towards us. And we read it lovingly, devotionately, so that we will not forget him. And after that, well, also remember to pray. Right? Ask the Lord to help you each step of your way in this life, so that you may glorify him. Without Christ, we can do nothing. And also, right, through prayer, right, intercede for your brethren, that they too may also stand firm upon Christ Jesus. Then you will not forget the Lord. And when you read, and then when you pray, the Bible tells us we will grow. Right? That's why we have the RPG, read, pray, grow. With your quiet time every day, you do it truly because you love the Lord, and then you seek to obey God in everything that you do in your life, then you will be kept in a good remembrance of him. And you guard your heart from any temptations that seek to tear you away from him, anything that distracts you from your walk in following Christ, that you better let go. Be very focused. Focus on him. Now, when you are focused on him, when your spiritual eyes are trained upon him, then your heart will be guarded and be kept in the remembrance of the Lord, who is your God. Just like how Israel must also take note not to forget the Lord, who is your God. Not just the Lord, but the Lord thy God. And the covenant keeping God, who also has a relationship with them, a covenant relationship. And this same God also has a covenant relationship with us, a saving relationship with us. He is our Father, we are his children. Don't forget him. And of course, when we say don't forget him, what exactly are we not to forget? When we say don't forget him, don't forget the Lord, it also means what? Don't forget his word. Don't forget his word. You cannot separate God's word from God. And that's why in verse 11 it says down here, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in what? In the keeping of his commandments, of his judgments, and his statutes. Commandments will be things like the Ten Commandments, and other also say commandments, the expansion of the moral law. And then you have the judgments. With regards to the children of Israel, these judgments will have to do with, for example, certain things that happened in the nation. What are the civil laws that used with such situations? Of course, the judgments will also include things like, well, if you disobey the Lord, what will happen? Right, so the judgments down here. Our statutes will cover what things? Well, will cover things like the ceremonial laws, the statutes of God. Well, all these things I have commanded you these days, please do not forget. Know them and keep them. In other words, know them and observe them. Obey them. That is what it means not to forget the Lord. And why is it that when we have eaten and up full, and when we have received of the blessings of the Lord, that is so easy to forget Him? What is the reason? Well, it is also given to us in God's word. You look at verse 12. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and take note, with regards to the children of Israel at this point of time, they have not yet entered into the promised land. Especially with respect to the Cisjordan side, they are now at the Transjordan. They have not crossed over to the other side of the Jordan. And so with respect to these goodly houses, well, they have not even dwelt in these goodly houses. In fact, when they went over to the other side, many of these goodly houses that they dwelt in are not even built by them. They just took over all these goodly houses. At this point of time, not done yet. And so the Lord is saying down here, look, my will for you is to possess the land, and when you enter in and then you are successful in your conquest and you have possessed this land, and besides those goodly houses that you dwell in, you build for yourself some more. And then you eat of that good land, right? The land that is filled with milk and honey. Your herds, your flocks, they are multiplied. In terms of riches, you have no lack. But riches are also multiplied. Everything that you have is multiplied. That is when you will begin to let your heart to be lifted up. And that is the problem. Why is it so easy to forget the Lord? The reason why it's so easy to forget the Lord is pride. That word, pride, please remember. Better guard yourself against pride, because pride is that which will lead us not to remember Him, not to remember Christ, not to remember His word. And what is pride? Well, pride is basically I, right? Because the word I is in the middle of pride. I, it's all about ourselves. We do everything for ourselves. And we like to claim glory and credit for ourselves as though it is by our own strength, it's by our own intellect, by our own might that we have achieved all these things. And that is exactly what is said down here in God's word. You look at verse 17. You will say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Is that true? That is definitely not true. And the children of Israel should have known that, because the entire wilderness journey was given to them to teach them one thing. to teach them that they are only in the promised land because of the loving kindness of the Lord, because of the mercy and the grace of God. That is exactly what you have read just now in Psalm 136, isn't it? You will realize that one phrase is repeated in that particular psalm. For thy mercy endureth forever. And you will realize that in that particular psalm, it was the account of the Exodus. That was the lesson that they are supposed to learn. They are only in the promised land because of what? Because of the Lord's mercy. And one word that is often rendered as mercy is the word loving, is the word chesed, which oftentimes is also rendered as loving kindness. That talks about the covenantal faithfulness of God. It's because God has set his love upon Israel and has promised Israel, look, I will make you a great nation, and from you the Messiah will come, and you will be the nation that will last forever. And that is the only reason why Israel was preserved all the way until they could enter the promised land. It is because of God's covenantal faithfulness and goodness. That is why the Lord brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. Could they have gone out of Egypt by their own strength? Obviously, they could not have. They were most powerless. They were most helpless. They were crying out for help, and the Lord heard their cry. And then he sent Moses and Aaron to let them out of Egypt. And even then, in order to make Pharaoh let go of the children of Israel, he had to send the 10 plagues in the midst of Egypt. So that by the end of the 10 plagues, finally, Pharaoh was willing to let the people go, the people of God go. Even after the people of God left, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and then he pursued after the children of Israel. And they would have been extinguished were it not for the Lord who had parted the Red Sea. And they crossed over to the other side, the dry land. And then later on, the Lord caused the Red Sea to drown the army of Pharaoh. They would have been extinguished. They would have been wiped out. This was the lesson that was recorded in history. In fact, that was one of the things that was recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. That particular generation that entered the promised land must never forget. And also, of course, the future generations. Only by the Lord's faithfulness, goodness, mercy, and kindness were they able to survive. Firstly, the coming out of Exodus. And then after that, even in their wanderings in the wilderness. Well, it could have been 1.5 years journey. But because of their disobedience, and so therefore they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And throughout their wandering in the wilderness, did not the Lord preserve them? It was a great and terrible wilderness. And yet the Lord preserved them from all kinds of animals that could have destroyed them. Fiery serpents, the word fiery here refers to how the bite of the serpent is not only painful but poisonous. And then also scorpions. No joke to be stung by a scorpion. If you want to be stung by a scorpion, you can ask Yahweh to bring you to China and to experience it. Because now Singapore, right? China, a lot of scorpions. That's what I heard from my good friend Jian Yu. A lot of scorpions in his home. Scorpions. Very, very painful. And yet the Lord preserved the children of Israel from those desert scorpions. When there was drought, he fetched water out of the stone. Not Moses and Aaron who fetched water out of the stone. They only the Lord's instruments. The Lord is the one who provided. And then after that, the Lord was the one who made sure they are well fed with manna. They complained about food. Oh, you brought us into the wilderness to die, Moses. And of course, when they complain against Moses, who are they actually complaining against? They are actually complaining against the Lord. And when the Lord heard that, the Lord, out of his mercy, provided them with this food that came from heaven, which their fathers knew not, and so therefore they call it manna. In other words, what is it? What is it? Now, what are all these lessons for? all these lessons are for one thing, and that one thing is this. Take note. That he might humble thee. In other words, to teach you the lesson of humility. That truly without God you can do nothing. We are nothing before him. He is the highest. We are but the dust. All these events were done to reveal the heart of the children of Israel, that they may know their own heart. How rebellious, how disobedient they are. How prone to wonder their hearts are. To realize that the only way that they can be right before the Lord is to truly come to him and ask the Lord to keep them. To ask the Lord to keep them and to help them. To always bring their supplications before him and to confess before the Lord. Lord, please do not forsake us. We need thee each and every moment of our lives. And everything that we have in our hands, it is provided by you and for one purpose, and that is to glorify your name. All the possessions that we have is for this one purpose, that is to glorify your name. Humility. By a right humility before the Lord, by this broken and contrite spirit, we shall be kept in the grace of God. But the problem is, when we have received so much from God, we begin to think that all these things are truly from our hands. Students who study hard for their examinations, and after that, when you get your good grades, begin to think, oh, it's because of my hard work and because of my intelligence and my talent, and so therefore I get these good grades. Oh, this person did not get this good grade. Why? Oh, maybe perhaps this person is lazy. Oh, I see this person work very hard and still cannot get his good grade. Oh, because the person is just too bad. This person is just not as intelligent as me. Forgetting that even the intelligence that you have comes from the Lord. If indeed it is true you are more intelligent than that person, who is the one that made you more intelligent than him? Is it not of the Lord? And the Lord who gave you this intelligence, could he not easily take that intelligence away from you? He could. Overnight. Your health could be just taken away. Not only just your health, your life could be just taken away. Who would have thought? For example, just yesterday, there was yet another national serviceman that died in duty. Who would have thought that the national serviceman, on the day when he started his Land Rover, would be the last day in which he would live upon the earth? Do not know about the details because the COI has yet to be convened. It could be because the person in the Land Rover was careless. It could be because the person in the Bionics was careless. It could be both. But whatever the case, do you think the person in the Land Rover knew that this was going to be his last day in the Land Rover? And I'm sure you all know how sturdy a Land Rover is. Definitely more sturdy than the cars that we have. Last day for him. Of all the things he had to meet with a bionic, something that is even more sturdy than a Land Rover, life can just be gone. Something in a breeze can just get. And it's all over. Look at how God can turn Nebuchadnezzar into a madman just overnight. And yet, when Nebuchadnezzar humbled himself before the Lord can return him back to his senses. So don't be so proud and arrogant, especially if you have received your good results. Same for those of us who go to work. After we have studied, the Lord has granted us that good results, and then after that, he has opened up the way for us to get good jobs. Or any job for that matter. And after that, we have received the jobs, and then we have so much on our table, we begin to think, oh, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Oh, see, I can fly all the way to Dubai, after that eat the ice cream worth $800, the most expensive ice cream in the world, that's what I heard, 800, I don't know whether it's 800 Sing or 800 US, I cannot remember. Is it 800 US or 800 Sing?
Buy a phone letter.
US, I think, or Sing, maybe 800 Sing. If US were even more scary, 800, what's most expensive ice cream in Dubai, 800 Sing dollars. And then before you eat our ice cream, you have to inform them to get ready. So before you fly there, you tell them, I am going to fly there to Dubai to eat your ice cream. So please get ready, okay, beforehand. Then you fly there, and then it's ready. You cannot just fly there and then tell them, no, I want to eat our ice cream. You say, sorry, not yet. We need some time to get it ready. So we tell them, fly there, eat $800, then come back. I say, see, I can afford all these things. Ah, see how powerful and how mighty I am. Because now things are no lack. Especially as Singaporeans, this is something that we must guard against. And actually, when we act in that manner, it shows how unthankful we are. No, it's nothing wrong being rich. If the Lord has given you these riches, very good. Then use each and every cent for the Lord's glory. And nothing wrong if the Lord gives you an opportunity to eat $800 ice cream and you are a billionaire, okay, by all means. But don't let that get into your head. And so we who are Singaporeans, we are quite prosperous, I would think. Have we thanked the Lord for the prosperity that we have in our homes? And sometimes when we are prosperous, we forget the lessons from the past. For example, for some Singaporeans today, just now there was the mention of strawberry generation. I don't know whether strawberry generation is a good description for all who are in the current generation. I hope not. If they are truly strawberry, then what is the reason? Well, they forget the lessons of history. They forget how Singapore started out. How their forefathers of old had to struggle just to make ends meet. And students today actually have it quite easy. Now students, they have all their resources available. Last time in the past, now those who study, they want to find a book. Firstly, they have to work hard to buy the book. After that, the book may not even be available, even if they have the resources. And they get the book. Sometimes the book may not even be well written, but that's the best book that they can find. And then they have to use that book to study. Wherever were there such things as laptops, tablets, internet, no such things. And they have to struggle through all these things so that the nation can be built, can be prosperous. But now that the nation is prosperous, every single breakdown we complain. I'm not saying that the MRT should break down. I think they should do something about it. And I'm glad to hear that steps have been taken to resolve it. If we don't, it's also bad. It means that we have not learned from the lessons of history. We are complacent. That which keeps the nation successful, that is cursed, right, to do well in everything, we forget. But then also, sometimes every time you break down and then we begin to complain. But actually, we should be very thankful that at least we have an MRT system in Singapore. And how thankful we have an MRT system in Singapore, right? Because it means that today you want to come to PSP, you only have to walk 5 minutes or 7 minutes. If that station is not there, it will be much harder to come here. So all these things, these are the lessons of history. And do not forget, now, this one is with regards to the nation, but what we are even more concerned is with regards to us spiritually. In your life, the Lord has possibly taught you many, many lessons. Have you forgotten those lessons? Well, the children of Israel were supposed to remember these lessons, but you know what happened later on in the history of Israel. Did they forget the Lord? Yes, of course they did. Whatever the Lord says here, asking them to beware, they were not careful. They really forgot him. So it can also easily happen to us. The Lord can save you. You have experience of the love of Christ in your life. And he has been so good to you. Now that the Lord has been so good to you, are you also good to the Lord? Are you also faithful to him? Or are you now living the life for yourselves and going about to proclaim, oh, the reason why I am so successful in my job is because of my wealth and my intelligence. Oh, please do not be such a people. For if we truly forget the Lord, the Bible here tells us, right, in verses 19 to 20, that if you walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Right, the same force as what you will find in Genesis chapters 1 to 3, whereby God says, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt surely die. And the same force down here. If you forget the Lord, and of course, if you forget the Lord means what? You forget his word, and then you disobey him, you begin to be an idol worshiper, there's idolatry in your life. Well, the Bible just says, you will surely perish. And the nations which the Lord has destroyed before you, and indeed the Lord will help them, the Lord will fight for them, for they will indeed conquer like the Cisjordan area. Yet those very same nations which the Lord destroyed before them, now the Lord will use all these surrounding Gentile nations to come and also to destroy Israel. Did he do that? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And that was why Israel went into exile all the way until 1948, whereby they returned back as a modern nation. And even then, they have still yet to come to the saving knowledge of the Messiah. Most of them, right, at least, still have not believed. And that is a lesson to us. Do not think that you can just forget the Lord. Be proud in your mind and then think that, oh, there are no consequences. No, there will be consequences. Or sometimes it may not be the loss of all these riches and possessions, but you will lose the joy that comes with walking with the Lord. Those spiritual experiences. And the assurance in your heart to be able to say, oh, the Lord is mine and I am his. In fact, sometimes what is worse? Sometimes the worst is the Lord will not take away all these possessions from us. And then he allows us to continue, and then we continue in our pride. Sometimes it's better that the Lord takes some of these comforts away so that we at least may awake from our complacency and from our sleepiness, and then to know, oh Lord, you are so good. I better come back to you. I have forgotten you. I thank you for reminding me about you. Now I want to come back to serve you and to walk with you. If that is the case, Lord, that is a good reaction. That is a good response. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, the Lord permits us to continue to have these possessions and we continue in that pathway. Sometimes not even knowing how miserable our lives are. Oh, that will be a disaster and a tragedy. And so therefore, take note, please be obedient to the voice of the Lord our God. Do not forget him. And always remember to give thanks and to follow his will. And this is especially applicable for us as we come to have our first worship here as in PSB Academy STEM Campus. It is not easy to find a place in 1 month. I've been told by some that usually it takes the church about 6 months or perhaps more to be able to find a place. But we are so thankful for the Lord to provide the very kind people in PSB to allow us to use this place and for helping us in so many ways. It would be good for you all to talk to some of the premises committee and then you will know how the Lord has helped. We are very, very thankful to them. And the Lord has delivered us out of our problems. And not just deliver us from our problems, but the way I view this issue is, and this provision is that the Lord is actually specially providing us with a new beginning, a new start, a clean canvas. And to start afresh and now really to have a reformed witness here in the Bradley area. And an exclusive witness without the fear of being hindered. But now that it is open forth for us and we have tasted of his good hand, how then should we remember him? Now, if we do not remember him, what will happen to us is we become complacent, we just go about with our activities, we do not want to serve him, and then the lives that we lead worldly lives. Oh, we took the blessing for granted, and instead of being devoted unto holiness, what we do is we continue to walk in the way of worldliness. And if we do that, then what the Lord has given to us here will be in vain. Really in vain. Because that is not what the Lord has intended for us to do. What the Lord has intended for us to do is to come here, and all the more, it should provoke us into a greater fervency to follow him. And so therefore, what is one of the ways, what are some of the ways in which we can remember the Lord while we are down here in PSB Academy? The one thing that we ought to do, chiefly, is really to walk in holiness. To walk in holiness, to walk with a good testimony before the Lord. That we must. Because if we do not obey his word, if we do not want to bear fruit for him, then what is the point of this testimony down here? It would have been better if the testimony did not exist because it only deals damage to the name of Christ. And so therefore, to remember the Lord, firstly, it will mean that every one of us, we must take care to continue to grow in the Lord and ask the Lord to help us to be Christ-like in our conduct, to be more and more like our Savior. That is the first point. First thing. Second thing, it will mean that with respect to our service for the Lord, let us also abound for him. And there are so many things that we can do for the Lord, and coming down here provides us really with opportunities to have new areas of service open for us. Now we have HDB blocks that are so close to PSB. More across the world, already HDB. All directions. One side is the Toa Payoh area. This side also Toa Payoh, Brazil. There's one market. This side, another market, or everywhere market. Really, market. HDB. Yeah, pray that the Lord will spare us from temptation to be over obsessed with food here. Everywhere is food. I also am starting to think about food. I came in the morning, oh, everywhere food. Oh, the Lord spare us. Better think of the Lord first. And so it will mean Now we can start to evangelize this area. New mission field. We should. And so, God willing, the session will be meeting. And what we hope, and at least this is what is initially right in my mind, but the session will gather together and discuss. Well, we can have evangelism on Sunday morning before our worship services. And we can go. After that, we go, we can eat. No lack of food, right? Everywhere you go, evangelize for food. And go eat, refresh ourselves, we get ready, and then we can have our service. Very easy, just come here, just come earlier, go to the blocks, start evangelizing. And down here in PSB, we have the capacity to contain more. Right now, down here, God praise the Lord, there are 110 chairs, I think, or maybe a little more. And already there, it seems like they are full. Well, we have a LT down there. Can we enter the LT? Well, we pray, we see, ask the Lord to provide, then we can enter. And that will provide us with an additional 40 seats and more space to invite people to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And we pray that more can be saved. Also, coming here, now that we have a new beginning, we can think of, well, what other areas of ministries we can have. Maybe it's a good time to revive the men's fellowship, the ladies' fellowship already we have. And then we have the men's fellowship. Maybe a good idea. Well, I've read the weeklies. Praise the Lord, the archives are preserved. And somehow, we're in the corner, but you know, the laptop is still in very good condition. And I thank those in the past who kept the weeklies faithfully. That was a very good practice. And now I was able to read some of those things. Yeah, all these things are important. And that's why in the weekly we have asked if some of you are able to help to come up with the system to digitize the weekly, please come forward and help. Because soon, right, as the number of weekly goes, we will have a lack of space. I think we can only keep to the legal limit. If we keep too many weeklies, I don't think we have space now. Even our HDBs are getting smaller. Not shoebox, but small. Right? So when you keep, the only way to keep is to digitize it and then to have many copies of it everywhere. So that at least one copy is lost, you can have it. And they are very important, right? At least we now, right? For example, when I've read the weekly, I learned that what used to be a men's fellowship. And then some of these lessons in the past, they will all be recorded in the weeklies for us to learn so that we will not forget. So there is this one new area now. If you can help, come and help. Perhaps men's fellowship can be revived. The men, please pray. We will move if the men are ready. And the men will have to pray and see whether the Spirit of God is leading in that direction. If it is, let me start. But of course, we only know it is the Lord's will. And perhaps there can be other areas that we can do. There can be media ministry, producing good media, so that our Sunday school teachers can use for their teaching. And when we mean media, we do not just mean things on pen and paper, art and craft, those kind of media. But also, we should really start seriously thinking about IT material, because the world is moving in that direction. We better have that. And if you look at PSB, if you want to teach good lessons down here, IT is the way to go. Do you realize that everywhere you have, later on, if you all go, you all look at the rooms, every room you have television. Not this room, okay, but other rooms. But here also same, because we have projector. I'm not sure whether the other corner have projector, but if you want, we can also project. Two projectors, right? Then later on, if you go and see the Chinese worship service, and then the which will be used for the children, wow, every corner has one television. The children want to return also will see him beside. They get distracted, they turn the other side, the hymn is also there. Everywhere is him, and then you can show your pictures all around the classroom. And then the walls are writable. Of course, only the white portion, don't write on the red portion. Okay, teachers, this portion, the white portion. And we can utilize this. So many things that we can consider, pray, and abound greater in the service of the Lord. So many more things we can do for Him. Time to start thinking about all these things. Time to build. It is time to build. And perhaps also, we can think of whether we should have a building fund. These are things that we should start thinking. So when the opportunity appears for us, whereby we can have a place of our own, we may have it, but we must do our human responsibility. The rest, we leave it to God. Or at least when in terms of emergency, right, we have some cash in hand. All these things we must think and pray. Ask the Lord to direct us. And then, when the Lord opens up these new areas of ministry for us, whether be it in missions afar, whether in terms of new mission stations, whether in terms of mission fields here in Singapore, whether in terms of new areas of ministry, let us plunge in, let us serve, and let us also give to the Lord's work. Yes, let us also give to the Lord's work. And I pray that God's people will give to the Lord's work when the opportunity arises, so that God's name may be glorified. Not for the church name to be glorified, not for our name to be glorified. If we do that, go and be tied to Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church, because it's only for ourselves. But if it's for the Lord, then why not use what the Lord has given to us for His glory? We ought to pray and think about all these things. It is time to build right now. This is a new start. This is a new canvas. But how we paint upon the canvas is another question altogether. If we forget the Lord, then what will be painted upon this canvas will be a very ugly picture. We will totally spot everything. But if we remember the Lord and we walk in His footsteps each step of the way, then what will be painted upon this canvas will be a beautiful picture that will glorify Christ. And so, which one will that be? That is the question. We pray that we will remember the Lord. At least for the first step, starting from today, one thing we can do is bear a good testimony. And that starts us with number one, the people here in PSB. Look at them, smile at them, greet them, show them the love of Christ. This place which the Lord has provided, treat it as though it's your own home. Be very carefully, very nicely, keep it in good condition, so that when the place is returned to them, they can very easily tidy it up so that the place can be used for the students on Monday to Saturday. Then come back on Sunday, we may use it again in full condition. They have been very kind to us. We must be very kind to them so that they may also see the love of Christ. So starting from this one thing, and then pray for other areas of ministry. Be prepared to punch in and to help. And then your own conduct. Don't forget the Lord. Obey His word. And we do that, the Lord will use us to magnify His name. The Lord will use us and use the praises we have in order to tell people what a good God He is. May today be a blessed Thanksgiving Sunday for everyone, but may every Sunday also be a Thanksgiving Sunday. That's true. Our Father in heaven, Lord God Almighty, we thank Thee for Thy wonderful provision. Oh, how wonderful it is that we can be given this place here in PSB to use for our worship services. You have been so kind to us, and so we pray, Lord, that we will also not forget Thee, But every day of our lives, we will be most grateful for thy kindness unto us. And so, Lord, lead and direct us and help us every day of our lives to have great joy walking with Christ Jesus. This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name. Amen.